Ve'ela shamayis b'nei Yisrael haboim Mitzrayim, Eish Yaakov ish uveisei bo. Sefer Shamayis is the Sefer of the birth of the nation of Yisrael, of Am Yisrael. It starts with the words Ve'ela shamayis b'nei Yisrael, and it ends with the words Leinei kol beis Yisrael. It means, in the beginning it started with a group of individuals that came down, and at the end they were fused, they were formed into being beis Yisrael. Agoyin Rav Shimshon Pinkus, in the Sefer Teferes Shimshon, he says a Moshe de Kizach, with the few words that Moshe Rabbeinu delivered to Paroi, the first message he delivered from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Paroi, there's a tremendous besura for Klal Yisrael. What did he say? He said, Koyama Hashem v'ni b'chayri Yisrael. I told you to send them out and you didn't. We would have expected that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him Musar, you right, Tzeach, you lowlife, you, what you did to be Mushah, whatever, to kill kids or whatever, and you weren't Makatoiv, you forgot the HaKadosh HaToiv, that I brought you Bracha, and for hundreds of years you were the number one superpower. I was linked with the Ashiras, I get not a word about that. Three words. Bini B'chayr Yisrael. That's it. And I told you to send them. You didn't. Everything falls by the wayside. The number one idea on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind is, you started up, he says, he started up with my baby. Baby is Rishitavis B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. You started up with my baby. Don't say this. He says, Marshal Amar Dover Diamond. There's a fellow that's known to be a mild-mannered fellow, a Balmidis. He greets everybody with a smile. He's mamish, he's knowing in my brios, and everything is fine and dandy. But the minute he hears somebody started up with one of his kids, he turns mamish. He is right of the fellow to take care of his kids. And no excuses, no explanations are going to help. And that's what happened over here, because Roch is mevater on everything. But you started up with my baby. That I can't tolerate. And that shows the tremendous ahava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael, a miyuchadik chashivas that he has for Klal Yisrael, that he's machshiv, you know, he's machshiv us, and not only is he machshiv us as a nation, but he's machshiv every single yochid. He brings down a maise. You do a maise, Rav Lazer Gordon, who's a yeshiva in Telz. So a wealthy fellow came to the yeshiva, he wanted to look for a shidduch for his daughter. So he's asking around, and he watches the bachram, and he sees a bachram that he likes. So he goes over to Rav Lazer Gordon, and he asks him, what's with this bachram? Ooh, that bachram, that's my ben yachid. Taco. So the fellow understood, if he's Rav Lazer Gordon's ben yachid, then, you know, it's not for him, you know. His daughter needs a more simple kind of fellow. He looks, searches out for another fellow and that he likes, and he goes to Blazer Gordon. Ooh, that's my Ben Yochid. And this repeated itself a number of times. He asked him, how many Ben Yochid does the Rosh Yeshiva have? He says, 400. He says, everyone's a Ben Yochid. So the Chazon Ish, when he heard that maisa, he said that he learned that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single Gid is a Ben Yochid by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Chavivus and Klal Yisrael is so great that he's machshiv every single individual. So on the one hand, he says, that should give us chizuk, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and especially in the golus, when things are dark and things are shver, and everybody has their egin in this yainis, there's an yainis for Klal Yisrael as a whole, and there's an yainis for everybody, for every single protiyazdik individual. We have to remember that we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's baby, B'nei B'chayri Yisrael. Me'idach Gisa, he says, Dr. Shimshon Pinkus, on the other side of the coin, it's a tremendous mechayiv. Because you tend to think, who am I? And Hashem has the rest of Klal Yisrael. If I slouch off on the job a little bit, no, nishkefalach. He says, Marshal Lamahadar V'dayna, there's a fellow sitting in a packed base medrash, you know, Bachram learning in yeshiva, in the middle of Seder, to take a little bit of a break, he feels a little bit tired, so he goes outside to grace in one of the side rooms to put his head down. And Teichat Vorin, his father walks into the yeshiva and he's looking for him. Akub. And his seat is empty where he thought he says, yes, Bacharim, you know where this and this Bachar is? He says, he's not here right now. They see the look on his face. And he's disappointed. He says, well, what's your disappointment? Take a look at the base medrash. Take a look. It's a packed base medrash of Bacharim. It's not going to make the father feel any better. He came to see his ben, you know, his particular son. So it's the same thing. You know, we're amongst the rabbin, and we think the rabbin carries on. I slouch off a little bit. Name HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at every single individual, and every single yochid zavoide means a big deal. It means a great deal to him. So on the one hand, it's chizuk, it's mechavav aseis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, we have to remember that our personal avoda means a great deal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is one nekuda that brings down. Now, Be'elo Shemais B'nei Yisrael HaBoi Mitzrayim. L'chayra, the Lashon should have been Asher Bo'u Mitzrayim. They came to Mitzrayim. Lashon Ovar. The Lashon HaBoim means that we're coming. We're coming is like sort of like a Lashon Osim. Why does the Torah use such a Lashon? So, Shishiva Rabbi Isaac Grossman said that the Torah is being made on the Shiftei Kor. That first generation that came to Mitzrayim, that even though they were there for a pretty long time, but in their, they remained with their tzidkis until the day that they were nifter, they were bebchinas newcomers there. If it would have said Asher Bo that came, so, you know, they came, it was a thing of the past, and now they became part of the fabric over there. Nay, the Torah is being made over here, Deilach Shemais B'nei Yisrael HaBoim Mitzrayim, that were coming to Mitzrayim, that means they were coming right now. Every time, they could have been there for 5 years, for 10 years, or whatever, it's like they just came. They never adapted to the situation there. They never became part of the society there. There were always newcomers. So my son that happened in Tells, the very beginning of the yeshiva in the 1940s. So the Rosh Yeshiva of Elimeir Blochzatzal and of Motel Katzatzal, they came. And my son, they got Bochrim that were just really, were not like the Bochrim of today. They weren't so, you know, they were American boys. They weren't so. One way saw Yeshabas, they went out to the movies, I believe it was. In those days, the movies were not that gefarlich, but l'maisa, it's not something that a yeshiva bachar does. It's l'maisa, the next day, it was Sunday morning, usually there was a shir. There were Omar Mekaymas on the bulletin board for the shir. There was no Omar Mekaymas. I'm wondering, how come there's no Omar Mekaymas? So somebody went over to Ramatul, that's Ali Estakim. Says, there's no shir today. We're thinking of closing down the yeshiva. Thinking of closing down the yeshiva, my high. You know. Anyway, they made up. There's a meeting with the Rosh Yeshivas that afternoon. Bachim have to come. Anyway, Sir Reli Meir and Motels, that's how they said. We came here from Tells and Litte. And our goal over here was to start not an American yeshiva. Our goal is to transplant the Tells yeshiva from Litta over here. And if we could be Matzliach, it's good. And if not, then we're not here to start any new tzura of the yeshiva. They said, we really want to close the yeshiva. If the Bachman will give it to Kias Kaf, every single one, that they're willing to comply with the standards of a literacy yeshiva, then we're willing to have the yeshiva. Like, name his name. Every single bacher had to give it to Kias Kaf. So they continued the yeshiva. My son was very much lit as far as that one. They flunced, you know, Litta into America, as did all the other yeshivas. That's what Rav Aaron did, and that's what Namir did over here. Every single yeshiva did that. And by the Chassidus, they did that as well. That's the only way to have a successful Moisid, and to keep the Ruach, the Avirah of the old country. So it was a bechinus of Haboyim that were just coming. They never adapted to this new area, and they remained newcomers till the end. Vayihi kol nefesh yoytze yerech Yaakov shivim nefesh v'yosef hoyo b'mitzrayim. So Rashi brings down V'alehu one of hayu b'chlal shivim nefesh. Why does it single out Yosef? Elolai diyachot tzitkosei shel Yosef. Hu Yosef haroya es sein aviv. That was the very same Yosef that shepherded his father's flocks. Hu Yosef shohaya b'mitzrayim v'nasan melech. He became a king. And afal pikein v'aymid b'tzitkosei. Now, what's the connection over here? Lamaisa, we knew that already also. We knew that already from the previous, you know, the whole story of Yosef and Mitzrayim. Why did it have to single it out over here? So I've got in a tzaddik, Rav Yitzchak Koppelman, Zatzal, Rosh Yeshiva in Luzern. He says that we talk and knew it, but the Torah is telling it to us over again over here. Sefer Bereishis is the Maisa of a Simon Lebanon for Shemais, but Shemais is the beginning of the Golas. And the Torah stresses again, how were the B'nai Yisrael able to survive in the Golas? It was only in the merit of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, in that respect, was in the Bechina of an Av. We spoke about that already, that Yosef is broken into Ephraim and Menashe. It's not really Shevet Yosef, because in a certain Bechina, he's an extension of Yaakov Avinu, the Maisa of a simon labanim of Yosef is a simon for all of us to be able to survive in the Golos. And that's v'hoya beis Yaakov eish u'beis Yosef lahova. That means the fire of Yaakov spreading far away into the Golos, and it remains with that same fire. So the Torah over here in this Sefer HaGolos, Shemais is the Sefer HaGolos, it's telling us again, if you want to know how the B'nai Yisrael able to survive in Mitzrayim for 210 years, because Yosef paved the way, and he had his nisyonos, and he was omer b'tzidkosei mitchilosei v'ad sofei, and he paved the way for us, not only in Golos Mitzrayim, but also in all the other Golos. One of the places in the Navi, it refers to Knesset Yisrael as She'eris Yosef, the remnants of Yosef. What's the pshat? Because those that remain in the Golos, they're attacking the remnants of Yosef, because it's b'schus Yosef, and only because he paved the way for us that we were able to make it in the Golos. V'atirena hamyalvus eser likim, v'lo yosu kasha dibar alein melech Mitzrayim. I'm sorry, v'atirena hamyalvus eser likim, v'lo yosu kasha dibar alein melech Mitzrayim, v'atichayena es hayelod. So, and they didn't murder the children. You have to be a Yiras Hashem, a special Yiras Shemayim, not to be a murderer. You know, a Pachash of B'chusim is not necessarily a murderer, but you have to be a Yiras Shemayim. So the simple answer is, they were under a lot of pressure. The Melech Mitzrayim tells you to do it. There's a tremendous fear of a king. Zoktan's the Torah, but their fear of Hashem was so great that they were not Goyres B'chlau, the fear of the Melech Mitzrayim. Yes, in such a situation, you might be able to be Moira Heter, whatever. No, they were not Moira Heter at all. And they b'chal weren't Geirus, what he said. Because Yiras Elikim came before anything. I saw a very nice shot from the Chofetz Chaim on this. Chofetz Chaim says that there was a certain Talmud Chochem that came to the Chofetz Chaim. He was offered a shtel as a rav in a certain town. And he was hesitant to take it because, you know, to Paskin, it's big achrayas, I don't know if I could do it. So the Chofetz Chaim told him, so who then is going to do it if not someone that's afraid of Psak? You're going to get someone that Paskin is, you know, willy-nilly without any achrayas, you know? So it's a person like you that should do it. Instead, someone else is going to take over, and who knows what churban he could bring. And he brought down this pasuk over here. He said, what was the Yiras Elikim over here? They could have easily patted themselves and say, okay, we can't do it. You know, they could have come up with an excuse. We can't be the Mialvas and finish. They would have patted themselves up from this job. But they knew who's going to take over instead. You know, it's going to be worse. And because of their fear of Hashem, they had achrayas, and they didn't just give up their achrayas, and they said, we're going to have to put ourselves in a matzah v'sakana. They easily could have bowed out. They didn't because of their Yiras Elikim. And they made sure that it was taken care of the way it should be taken care of. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Mi anoichi kielach el paroi? Chi oitzi as bnei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Who am I that I should go to paroi and that I should take out the bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim?" Vayomer ki eye imach. I will be with you. This will be the sign that I send you. So we saw Salanter asks the question, why did Moshe Rabbeinu need a siman? He's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him. So Hashem has to say, and this is the sign that I sent you? Like, what kind of a sign do you need if Hashem Gufa sent him? And what exactly is this siman? And the siman that I send you is that when you go out, you're going to serve them on this. How is that a siman on the shlichus? So we saw Salanta said, what was the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu refused? Al says, I love it. He felt he was not the one that was roy. He felt it should be given to Aaron. He was the Navi for Klal Yisrael all these years. And Moshe Rabbeinu felt inadequate in this job. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's exactly why I'm sending you. That is the reason why I'm sending you. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands with the one that holds himself small. And because of your midah v'anava, that's good for why you were chosen for the shlichus. The Shekhinah rests on those that hold themselves small. The similar dover is that when you leave Mitzrayim, you're going to serve me on this mountain, Har Sinai. Many mountains wanted to serve. Har HaKarmel came, Har Tabor came. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick Har Sinai? Because Har Sinai was the smallest and held itself small. So b'zelach ha'ais, I'll prove it to you that gufa is the maila, because you have the midah v'anava, because gufa, by Maimon Har Sinai, you'll see the mountain which I pick is gufa, the mountain that's smallest of all. Those are from Yisrael Salam. So Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of the covet of Aaron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Aaron achicha yoytze l'kroscha v'ro'acha, he'll see you v'samach b'libay. Famous medrash in Parshas Vayeshev. Ilu yoda Aaron. Aaron knew that the Torah would say about him v'ro'acha v'samach b'libay, he would have gone out to us Moshe Rabbeinu v'tupim u'v'mechayles. We said the pshat then when we mentioned that medrash, that the ikar message of the medrash is, a lot of times we do things and we don't realize how big those actions are. We asked the question, but Aaron was interested in covet. If he would have known he's going to get the covet from the Torah, he would have mamish done it. Yeah, Aaron was interested in covet. The Torah is telling us like this. Aaron was doing a brotherly act, simple brotherly act. Who would not go out and greet his brother? But he didn't realize at the time that the Torah is going to record it. The Torah records nitzchias. The Torah doesn't record small ma'isim. The Torah records ma'isim that have an nitzchiasdik effect on Klal Yisrael. If he would have realized that his going out there gives chizuk to Moshe Rabbeinu to redeem Klal Yisrael, he would have gone out with tupim and mechayleis. Not because of the covet shabbat, because the ma'isim is a nitzchiasdik and ma'isim. That's the way we learn pshat in the Medrash. Rav Shach, Zechet Tzadli B'Kodesh Lebracha, says, but in this Medrash, there is a tiny hint of a bikiris of a taina on Aaron. He could have gone out betupim u'mechayles, right? And had he known, he would have gone out betupim u'mechayles, but he didn't. It was only baracha b'samach b'liba. He was only sameach b'leiv, but he didn't go out with tupim u'mechayles. So it was a little bit of a nima of bikiris on Aaron. He didn't do it fully. So Rector of Shach, how could that be? How could there be a bikiris on Aaron? Aaron, he was the Gadol Hador. He was the Navi for Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu is away all the years. Aaron HaKohen is the one. Aaron is Seivel with Klal Yisrael together. They're suffering. He is the Navi. And all of a sudden, his younger brother comes and takes over. And Afal Pikein, he's Baracha, but some of the Levi, he's Mamash B'Simcha. So he could have a taina on Aaron that he didn't go out with two move of Mechayles. What kind of a taina could that be? Says Dr. Bshach, that Vaistais, that the koyach of an Odom is so great, the koyach is a nefesh in a person, are so boundless, that yeah, it was b'yicholus of Aaron to do it. And if he didn't do it, so there's a little bit of a b'kairos on it. In a nice way, doesn't say it openly, there was a taina on Aaron, but mitoich the medrash, you see that there was a higher madrega which he didn't do. What he did was mind-boggling. Right, so how can you have a taina? The teretz is, if it's b'yicholus of a person to do, a person is given such kaiches hanefesh, tremendous boundless kaiches, that it's b'yicholus of him to do anything. And if he didn't do it, so it's a little bit of a b'kairos. I saw brought down a maise from Hagoyin HaTzadik Rebel Yom Mishkovsky. Zatzal, he was the Rosh Yeshiva in Kfar Chasidim. He was nifter on Shabbos Parashas Shemois, Tovshin Mem Aleph. So the last Seder that he provided in his lifetime, the atmosphere in the house was terribly down. He was very sick, and his Rebbetzin was very sick. It was a very down kind of a matzav. When he came to the Baruch of Asher Go'olonu, the end of the Haggadah, he read the little Oisius that it says in the Haggadah, before the Baruch, Tzorech la'imra b'simcha atzuma. You have to say it with tremendous simcha. So he sort of like stretched out his hands as if to say, how am I matzav? Could we say it? With the matzav that we're in right now, how could I say it with simcha? Immediately, he was mechazik himself, and he said, if it's written, then you have to do it. And if you have to do it, it's a simon that is possible. And he went, and he made a bracha, baruch atah Hashem, elekeinu melech ha'il asher golanu, with a simcha rabbi. He said, if it's written, then you could. And if you could, then you have to do it. So that's the same thing with Aaron. Koichas HaNefesh and a person are there. And if there's talking Indian of doing it, even if it sounds like to us it's beyond anything of a Shaykh to do. I saw another Maisa. There was a Rav Tenenbaum that lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was the Yoshev Rosh of the Vat HaYeshivas, which means he took care of the yeshivas and Yunga Light or whatever. So apparently there was one Yunga man that he was little negligent in registering and trying to get a tour for the draft, and he ended up being drafted. So the Riskarov called over this Rav Tenenbaum on Erev Yom Kippur, told him the matzah, this guy's drafted and this thing has to be taken care of. So Tenenbaum says, I'll gladly take care of it after Yom Kippur, but today's Erev Yom Kippur, the offices are closed. He says, nah, you have to do it right away. It has to be done today. I can't do it today. Mm-hmm. Mr. Girl says, don't say you can't, say you don't want to. So, you know, what's he supposed to do? Mr. Girl tells him, don't say you can't, say you don't want to. I kid's a bit less brave, you know, he had to do something. So he goes to one of the Israeli officers that's in charge with the draft, and he asks him if he can be, you know, Isaac today with pattering this fellow. She says, Ayom, Ayom, Erdom Kippur, Abishadim, Eim Segurim, what are you doing? So he says, it's not shy to try. I can't try. What are you talking about? Today everything is closed already. She says, don't say you can't. Say you don't want to. I explodes at him and screams. As he leaves with bizyainis, he gets a phone call a couple of hours later. He says, I took care of it. I took care of it. Don't say you can't, say you don't want to. If something has to be done, this koichas hanefesh did, even to be mashpi on someone that's not always so warm and friendly to your interests. Vatikar tzipoyra tzor. Vatikroi says orlas bina. Tzipoyra took a rock and she was mal her child. So I'll say that a Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu, he was busy, and he wasn't mal his son. So on the way, a malach came and swallowed him up, mamish, all the way till the Mokam Hamila. Tzipora saw this and she chapped right away what happened. And what did she do? She right away took a stone and she was mal her son. He says, let's imagine over here, a regular woman, not of Tzipora's caliber, Malach comes and is swallowing her up, her husband or whatever, what would she do? Run away, scream and go crazy and meshuggah, whatever. And Tzipora had the menuchas ha-nefesh. She sees swallowing up her husband. Right away, she chaps what it's all about. Menuchas ha-nefesh, she goes, well, she's Malach's son, she takes care of everything. And what a meridik in my life. These were the last words that Rav Simcha Zisel of Kelm said to his mishpacha, right before he was nifta. It was Erev Shabbos. And he was telling them that just because he's leaving this world is not a reason to lose yourself. And a bahala, you have to have menuchas ha-nefesh. And he warned them that when you eat the fish by the meal, you know, you have to be, not to be over on Beirer, not to be makel on things or whatever. You know, don't lose your menuchas ha-nefesh. These are the last words of Musa that he said. So, that they won't eat the Suda Shabbos, that wasn't even a shayla. Not to eat the Suda Shabbos, what, when, so what, when I'm leaving? His boss, I'm not here, his boss, you know. But Atkidei Kach, have the menuchas ha-nefesh, this is something in Kelm. Kelm, they stressed, this was a movie you say that they stressed in Kelm, menuchas ha-nefesh. That he brought out from over here with Tzipora, she had that menuchas ha-nefesh to know exactly what to do and to do it. I've said over already in the past, Rav Lezer Levine. Lezer Levine was the Rav in Detroit. Rav Avram Chaim Levine, Rav Shishiva of Tells, Chicago. That was his father. So in his later years, his Anakel, Rav Avram Chaim's son, Yisrael Levine, he came to help his grandfather. So one time, he had to take him for a checkup by the doctor. So he goes to the doctor, and the doctor's checking him out. And he says, Rabbi Levine, I think you're in the middle of having a heart attack. So the Anakel's going, Meshuggah, you know, he has to drive him right away to the hospital or whatever. You know, and the Anakel's going crazy. Rabbi Lezer puts on his undershirt. Then he puts on his tzitzis. Then he puts on his whatever until he puts on his coat. And the Anakel's going, Meshuggah, he wants to run to the car already. And I get Pavolia, you know, like there's not a worry in the world. And he finally gets into the car, and they zoom off to the hospital. They took him in quickly. Turned out it wasn't a heart attack. So afterwards, after everything was settled down, says Anakel says, Zay, the doctor said you're having a heart attack. You know, how can you go with such a menucha? He says, well, acht yor in Kelm. It doesn't go just by the wayside like that. He said, Kelm, menuchas ha-nefesh. There was another ma'aseh with Rav Lezer Levine. There was another ma'aseh that the Rabbonim were trying to convince someone to give his wife a get. So they had a meeting with this fellow, a few Rabbonim. In the middle of the meeting, the guy pulls out a gun. So all the Rabbonim fell to the floor. Rav Lezer Levine's sister, he says, give me that gun now. He gave him the gun. Philip, what? Menuchas ha-nefesh. That they preached in Kelm, Menuchas ha-nefesh, not to be mevuhel. It's about a third mice I always say over. The Dvar Avram, Kovner Rav, so he came to visit the Telzer Rav, Rav Yosef Yehuda Leib Lach. He was very sick. And they're schmoozing. And the Telzer Rav tells him, Gesisa, you better leave, you're a kayan. You better leave. So he left. He was nifter. So he was mishtamim. He's a mishtamim. He knew that, you know. He's carrying on a conversation as a gesisa. You have to leave. His eye is unstark. You know, he was a spoil from his menuchas ha-nefesh. It was the agudin Shabbos.
Menuchas ha-nefesh can't border on cases. Is not Christ.